Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has announced a new funding regime for large-scale infrastructure programs in Australia's capital cities this morning. Jacqueline Shivey has this story.
In a bid to reduce state government reliance on federal grants, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's Smart Cities program will capitalise on historically low interest rates by brokering long-term bonds with private investment.
You know, while we genuinely need to invest in more infrastructure to support our cities, Infrastructure Australia recently reported, what successive reviews have also told us, that throwing more money at the problem won't solve it.
Stephen Yarwood, former Lord Mayor of the City of Adelaide and urban futurist, welcomes the announcement and believes infrastructure funding is well overdue.
I personally welcome it because there is a backlog of infrastructure investment in cities of literally billions and billions of dollars. And we will never, ever, ever catch up if we just rely on governments to do the bulk of the funding. The truth is, when land is rezoned, often private landowners get huge windfalls from land that goes from either agriculture to residential or low-density residential to high-density residential. And it would be good to see some of that value captured and put back into infrastructure. Ultimately, the nature of land use and transport is very much a chicken and an egg. You won't get high-density development unless you've got good public transport. But equally, you won't get good public transport until the high-density development is there.
The initiative will attempt to address housing affordability and transport travel times in Australia's city centres, with an aim to transform capital cities into 30-minute cities.
Well, certainly that is a great aspirational goal, and we need to have those sorts of aspirations for our cities to engage not only planners and developers, but also the citizens of our cities to understand that they can live near where they work and that we shouldn't take sitting in a traffic jam and sitting on freeways in cars for 45 minutes to 2 hours as the norm.
But Robert Dow from public transport advocacy group Rail Back on Track thinks 30-minute cities aren't feasible, particularly in Brisbane.
I think 30 minutes is a little bit overstating the reality of the situation. I mean, if you draw a line around Brisbane with 30 minutes of transit, you'll find that most of Queensland's out that radius. But what they're proposing is that there should be a connected system of transport to get people quickly to places of employment, places of education, and even places of relaxation. To do that, you need integrated public transport. You need a road system, of course. But if you think about it, one train carries 1,000 people, and that's equivalent to 600 cars. That's several kilometres of traffic. So we need to look at our public transport system as a congestion relieving valve as much as a way of enabling a 30-minute city.
So ultimately, this is always going to be politics, and it is about vying for people's votes. But likewise, it is a conversation we need to consistently have around the future of our cities, and that in turn actually reflects on the productivity and the livability and the sustainability of our nation.
Urban futurist Stephen Yarwood ending that report by Jacqueline Shivey.